Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, one final time before we stuff some turkey and mashed potatoes down our gullets on Thursday.
The greatest day of the year is upon us. This is the fall returning surf. Today is the fall reminding all the other seasons you're wasting your time, jackasses. Mid-50s, no sweating. Everything is fine. Everything is casual. Beautiful foliage. The greatest sport that we have on full display and a day that is about eating food upon us. None of this nonsense, no stupid Instagram bikini things, no dumb summertime where everyone's just sweating with humidity, no slush on the ground that was snow, but then it kind of melted, but it's also dirt, no allergies like the springtime. The fall is the king, and it's not even close. Everyone's vying for a distant second place. Today is one of those days that reminds you, please appreciate the excellence. Tomorrow is the greatest. I am so excited. I will not adhere to the rules. I will not adhere to the rules, sir, that EMP 180 weight loss has set forth. I am going ham. In this case, I will be going turkey.
You go ham and turkey, maybe.
I might if it's available.
Why don't you?
If it's available.
Both should be on the table. Mashed potatoes will happen. Gravy will happen. I haven't decided yet if I'm going to allow myself to eat mac and cheese as well, but I might have to.
You're going to have to.
Will I dabble with cheeses and snacks? Brie, perhaps. Will I eat some brie on some crackers?
Sure.
Will I eat, dare I say, some type of a delicious side that I haven't even thought of yet?
Stuffing, for example. Oh, I cannot wait.
Stuffing. I'm definitely going to eat so much.
I'm going to eat so much. There's going to be gravy right on top of it.
Thanksgiving's the best. And one of the things that makes it so great is that you now have not one, not two, but a trio of NFL games.
Three.
Vikings-Lions. It's going to be a good one. 8-2 Minnesota, 6-4 Detroit. Two best teams in the NFC North. Kick off the day at 12:30, right as you're kind of settling in to snack and get ready for a meal within an hour or two. 4:30 tomorrow, enticing matchup, showcasing both conferences, one you don't see very often, by the way, the Chargers at the Cowboys, 4-6 L.A., 5-5 Dallas. Cowboys have scored one touchdown on 22 possessions since Ezekiel Elliott was suspended. They've also been without Tyron Smith in that time. And their linebacker, Sean Lee, who's the heart and soul of their defense, has been out. And they're giving up over 140 rushing yards per game without him. He may be back just in time to play the Redskins, shocker, next week.
Standard.
But he's not going to play tomorrow. So that should actually be a really good game. And then the nightcap, of course, game 3 of 3, the grand finale, your 4-6 Redskins hosting the 2-8 Giants. In a game in which for weeks we've kind of circled as the next time we can breathe easy. But yesterday the Redskins placed Spencer Long, starting center, injured reserve.
Four guys on IR.
Sean Laval, starting left guard, injured reserve. Chris Thompson, best offensive player, leading the team in rushing and receiving, injured reserve. Terrell Pryor, wide receiver who hadn't played a lot lately and had kind of fallen out of favor, but is a deep threat who at some point was going to be utilized again, injured reserve. They will be handing the ball off to guys who I don't even know what number they're going to wear in the game. I don't even know the deal with either of the two running backs. Byron Marshall we saw get a touch this past week. But it's going to be the first time in a long time that Redskins fans are watching a game and they'll need a roster in front of them to know everybody.
You got to do the preseason bit where you go, who the hell's 37?
Yeah.
You know, who is 17? Is that a flanker? What are we doing here?
I'm guessing Monte Nicholson won't be able to play. He's become pertinent because of his speed in their secondary. You saw what happened without him against Minnesota and in the second half against the Saints because he's in the concussion protocol. Short week, these Thursday night turnarounds are disastrous for banged up teams. And DJ Swearinger yesterday, in talking with the media, said Thursday night football really shouldn't be a thing. It shouldn't happen. It's too difficult for us. We cannot, and he wasn't just talking about the Redskins. He's saying league-wide players in general, program our bodies to turn around. He said, we're going to do it because we have to, and we'll find a way. But this is not right to ask of players. Now, this week's a little bit different because It's Thanksgiving, and these games would be played even if there was no Thursday night football.
Right.
But the general idea is, and there's a growing consensus among players around the league, you hear them coming out and talking about this every week, that Thursday night football needs to go away. And I kind of buy what the players are selling, unless you're going to give them, by adding a bye week, the ability to have a bye week before their one Thursday night game of the year. I don't think you can keep doing this.
Yeah, in its current form, I think it's untenable. And I know the NFL has their bogus data, the same way the cigarette companies had their bogus data and stood in front of America and lied. The NFL's got theirs, too, where they go, the injury rate's the same for Sunday games versus Thursday games. But everybody knows, right? Everyone knows. It's a matter of, as I've gone to this point a million times, I'll keep going to it. The owners know they have something. The owners have two things right now that they know the players hate Thursday night footballs. One, Goodell being judge, jury, executioner is the other. And they are going to use the bleep out of that for leverage the next time they sit down for CBAs. And the owners want money back. The owners want this revenue, that revenue. They want the players have to give more, give up their freedom. For those two things, what are the players going to have to give back? It's the two biggest deals, I think, for the players' union coming up here the next time they sit down for a CBA. But to the point of Thursday night football, you're right in general, and it's unfair to ask. And in its current form, I do think it's untenable. You need a bye week, that second bye week, or some kind of way that it structures it so teams don't have to do what the Redskins just did, which is not hold a practice during the course of a week.
There are two options. Get rid of it, except for on Thanksgiving, and maybe like week 17 or something late in the year for a fun change of pace.
I just think the money's too good to get rid of it.
I agree, and it's not going to happen. Fine. So then tweak the schedule. Add a bye week. Make it tenable, to use your word.
Mm-hmm.
Make it workable for these players. It does not work right now. You can tell me you're not more likely to get hurt during the game if you've got the research that says that. I promise you less guys are able to play in these games based on the turnaround than would, who are recovering from injuries, if the game is on Sunday. And you can't tell me that less starters and less impact players and less quality number one players on depth charts is a good thing for your league. It's not. That is a topic that is not going away and we can continue to talk about. This, again, is a little bit different situation because Thursday, since the beginning of your time and my time as a football fan, has meant some football as a Thanksgiving tradition. And it's always been fun and it's always worked. The Lions early, the Cowboys late. They have added the nightcap. A lot of times it's an AFC West game. It's really interesting that it's an NFC East Giants-Redskins game this
year.
Right,
actually.
Here is the question I would pose, though, to Redskins fans. I'm actually really interested to see what people think about this. What would you say to the Redskins becoming the third team to play on Thanksgiving every single year? In other words, there's an early game, and you know that's the Lions. There is a late game, 4 o'clock, and you know that's the Cowboys. And then there's always a night game. What if, rather than the rotating night game year in and year out, where they just have somebody that generally plays on the West Coast play at 8:30, what if they wanted a third Thanksgiving Day team that becomes synonymous with the holiday? They got the Cowboys in the middle of the afternoon. And I'm not going like Cowboys and Indians theme necessarily. But then you've got the Washington Redskins, the Native American logo.
Uh-huh.
And they said, why don't you go Redskins at night? As the every single year they host a Thanksgiving night game. And now we've got all three of those time slots carved out annually for the same team. In the same way that Detroit and Dallas know they're hosting, what if the Redskins became that third team? Would that make your holiday better or worse? And I guess what it comes down to is we're now one day away. Do you think your Thanksgiving is going to be enhanced or is it going to be hindered by the Redskins playing tomorrow night? And forget whether they win or not, because everyone's going to say, well, if they play well, it'll be enhanced, and if they lose, no. Hit us up, 800-636-1067. Just having a game all day to look forward to, planning your day accordingly around a game, and you can't say that it's ruining your Thanksgiving dinner because it's after everything.
Yeah, it's over.
Last year, it ruined your Thanksgiving dinner because at 4:15, they were getting ready to kick off in Dallas. This is while you're laying on your couch, stomach full of turkey and potatoes. Great day in the rearview mirror. Family has been around. Maybe they've left. Maybe they're still there. Now let's turn on the TV and sit by the fire and watch the Redskins. Will your holiday be better or worse for them playing? That is my question. 800-636-1067. And again, what I really want to know is, would you be okay with them becoming the third team to always host a game on Thanksgiving.
I would love it. Now, if I'm the NFL, I don't pick them. I pick half dozen teams that have more of the sort of national appeal than do the Redskins, who've been perennially good. Like, I make the Packers my third team, or I'd make a West Coast team just to kind of fit that theme, if that makes any sense. I've got a sort of an Eastern time zone-ish team. I know Dallas and Detroit aren't, but bear with me. Detroit's always done it. Dallas has always done it. I would give, like, the Kansas City Chiefs that honor. I'd give the, you know, I don't know, you could pick the Seattle or somebody like that, maybe that third seed.
So you go with the team out west that plays kind of an earlier game there.
Yeah, so I've got midday, I've got afternoon, then I got night. But that's not the question. So I'll get back to it. I love this. I've always loved it. I think it's the best.
I have not been this surprised about a take you've had in a long time that you would love this. Because remember, when they came out with the schedule and we talked about whether we were happy or not that the Redskins were playing on Thanksgiving, you were furious.
Yeah, I mean, because I know they're going to lose. But I love Sunday, 1 o'clock games, closed-circuit television, only going to my condo. That's what I would do if I had the choice. But if you've got to do this Thursday thing, it's, to me, it's such a nice... Because we're all having this big family time, right? There's nothing better than some of my great memories of childhood of the whole family getting together to watch the Redskins.
This is why I've always loved the idea. I'm glad that you're saying this. Mm-hmm. I thought you would hate it.
No, I love it. I want them to play on Thanksgiving all
but
the time.
Then why were you so mad they were playing on Thanksgiving?
Because they're going to lose. They lose in primetime. I hate primetime games. I hate when the national eye is on them because they embarrass me every time. But that said, I can deal with all that. It sets time limits. It sets parameters. Everyone knows that I have to watch it, right? So there's no, oh, we're going to have a political conversation. Or what do you think about the president? What do you think about this
issue? Is part of it that it's at 8:30 that you like? No, because when
that's
the game's at 4:30, you're like, oh, it's going to ruin my day. Now it's at 8:30. That seems more doable.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love it to be at 12:30, of course, before the meal happens, because then I can eat my sorrows away. That's the best thing in the world to do is eat your feelings.
Yeah.
It's a great way to kind of get over what just happened. But to me, it's awesome.
Will the Redskins playing on Thanksgiving tomorrow, outcome aside, not knowing what's going to happen, will them being on the schedule in the evening as you're spending your Thanksgiving day with family and friends enhance or hinder your holiday that we all love so much? That is the question at 800-636-1067. And would you enjoy it? Would it be a good thing or a bad thing if they became Team 3 on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Lions early, Cowboys midday, Redskins at night. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Folks, Danny Ruye here for my guys at Tedbert Ford. This is awesome. I'm going to tell you something that is awesome. I want you to listen, okay? This is what's going on. If you go to Tedbert Ford, okay, any Tedbert location, mind you, and you purchase a car on Black Friday, right? So you're with me so far. That's Friday. It's coming up this week. It's a couple days away. You can do the math. You buy a car on Black Friday. Then you're just waiting. You're twiddling your thumbs. You're minding your business. You're having a nice time. On Christmas Day, my lord, on Christmas, if it snows 2 inches, I guess they'll measure at Tedbert locations, but if it snows 2 inches, you don't make a payment for a year. Think about that. Think about that. You get a great deal on a car. I'll give you the deals in a second. But if it snows on Christmas Day around 2 inches, which is like nothing, you get no payments for a year. What a deal. And speaking of deals, regardless of whether it snows or not, you get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 bonus cash right now on the 2017 Focus, Fusion, Mustang, the Taurus, the Escape, the Flex, the Explorer, the Expedition, and the F-150. Plus, how about an extra $1,000 military and veteran rebate to all those who serve or have served, families living with them, extra $1,000 on top of the previous deals I have mentioned to you in this advertisement. Go see my pals at Tedbert Ford in Fairfax or Chantilly. And when you go, tell them Danny sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.